Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this as well as your own personal family or personal daily altar. To seek God's face, receive these prophetic prayers, and secure divine direction for the day. Welcome also to Saturday, the 18th day in July. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Saturday, we are in the middle of a weekend. You shall end this week on a happy, glorious, and beautiful note. Something good is coming your way this week. Now, touch your forehead gently. Your remembrance will well up in someone's heart who will reach out to you and bless you strenuously. Who is this? Your long-awaited letter, result, check, payment, or job withdraw for you within the next 7 days. Say amen. I receive it. I have an urge in my spirit today to pray for 4 groups of people. Listen carefully and attentively. If you belong to any, connect for your miracle. You can also stand in the gap for your loved ones that may be affected. 1. God said, pray for this person. Your things don't always go through. They don't always run through. Initially, it will be coming up, coming fine, but suddenly, things will just fall apart. Disappointment will come in. Those who promise will not fulfill. What you expect don't usually come to pass. 2, negative patterns. There is a negative trend in your family, in your own life, which you know also. Delay, sickness, losses, accident, disappointment. You are prone to accident. Something negative pattern running along. 3, you give to people. You give money, material things. You give your time. You give space. You do good to people. For hardly does anyone remember you in your own day. They come to take from you. No one really is giving back to you. You do good to them, but they pay you with evil. 4, finally, you forget things easily. You are too forgetful. You forget appointments. You go to places, forget your phone, forget your key, forget your card, forget some document. You forget things. If you belong to any of these 4, place your right hand on your forehead gently and your left hand on your heart. Let me pray. Be responding with amen. I am set free. From today, this battle is won. This yoke is broken. Your things will set through easily from now on. No more hiccups. All negative patterns on your life break. I said they break in Jesus' name. Evil trends from your ancestors, father's house, mother's house, catch fire now. As you give out from now on, you will also get back in return. It will no longer be a one-way traffic in your life. You give out, you will receive good harvest in return. Finally, spirit of forgetfulness, leave your victims now. Leave your victims now. Receive a retentive memory. It is done. Yes, it is done in Jesus' name. All concerned, say amen, I receive it. Yes. Do a one-day warfare prayers on the issues concerning you. Everything will change. I hope you know what warfare prayer is. We teach it here regularly. Right? July 18th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Come this date next year, you will be on a very high level in all areas of life, much more higher and better than where you are today. Happy birthday. Right? Listeners, let's go. First teaching today. Good morning, sir, and my family members. My church pastor asked us to be coming with fruits to break our fast after he lays hand every day for these 21 days media fasting and prayers. Now he ordered that every family must bring food for their family members to break the last day fast after he had laid hands on it first. Please, I am not clear with this. Wow. I'm tempted to say, why not ask the pastor the reason behind his instruction? But well, many pastors are not that approachable, available, especially for members that are not too close to them. I understand members bringing fruits, even drinks, water, to breakfast together in the evening, which is more of a family feasting together for love and bonding. Then bringing food on the last day. I hope those who may not have food to bring will also be given something to eat. The aspect I don't understand well is the pastor laying hands on the food and even on the fruit before members can eat. Well, Pentecostals, if it's a Pentecostal pastor, we Pentecostals are found of the Holy Spirit led me. Maybe the Holy Spirit led him to do it that way. I once said here, if you decide to join a church, then abide with their practices there. If you are not comfortable with what they do, and you ask questions, and there is no satisfactory answers, then prayerfully find another church where you can flow with. There is no name or logo of any church in heaven. Next, good afternoon, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. Sir, I have a nephew who lives abroad, but sent money to his father to settle marriage bride price for him on a girl. But since 2 years now, this my nephew has not been able to come home to see his wife, and the girl is not happy, threatening to quit the marriage. Please, sir, what can this boy do? Should he ask the girl to go and marry another person, or to keep begging her to wait for him? Thank you, sir. It is very urgent, Daddy. Wow. From your narration here, it is not clear if this relationship is dating, courtship, or proper marriage has been conducted. If the two are not yet properly married, with bride price and dowry paid, exchange with family blessings, then they should not waste each other's time. Why is your nephew unable to come home these 2 years? I guess no legal paper to leave and re-enter the country abroad. If care is not taken, this guy's time will be wasted. Obtaining legal papers have no particular date abroad. I don't endorse all this proxy dating and courtship. Marry and stay together in your home country and blossom, or go abroad together and blossom there too. Next, my question is based on the counsel given to the widow of 63 years old. What of a widow in her mid-60s who looked younger than her age and has someone interested in marrying her? The person in question is much younger, but doesn't care about her age. Her children are all grown up and all on their own. This younger man has never been married before and has no child, yet insists that it doesn't matter that there are couples who have no children. He is based abroad. They met 7 years ago and have been talking since then. He has refused to take no for an answer. Should she accept the proposal, or they remain mutual friends, or better still, cut off completely from him? Please, what's your candid advice on this matter? The lady in question is on this TPGF platform. Wow, no. It does not connect. A younger unmarried man saying he wants to marry a mid-60-year-old mother or grown-up children? No, no. It is not normal. It is not usual. Something is not connecting there. There is more to this than meet the eye. There must be a sinister move behind this. If she goes ahead to marry this man, it will end up in regret and sorrow. She should cut off completely. There should be nothing as mutual friend to this younger man. I'm sure he's out for something different. He's out for exploitation. Other listeners, can please send in your counsel and your take on this matter within the next 24 hours. We will read it out for our TPJ members to hear. We will build more on this tomorrow. Please rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Let what is blessing and adding value to you also bless people on your contact. Today is the communion service day online. Get your communion element ready to eat and drink after I have prayed over them from here. Weekend is a good time to transmit your tithe, personal and corporate tithing. Businessmen and businesswomen, goods and services providers, consultant, put your business under tithing. Devourers will not be able to get at it. Your effort will thrive. Then your heavens will open for an unending increase and expansion. Pay your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 7777. We are doing this seventh month of the year. Do your own. Seed into 71, connecting to my body, higher grace and anointing. Is still going on. Do yours. Do as God lays in your heart. Giving, tithing, sowing seed, and making sacrifice on this platform is voluntary, purely voluntary. No pressure, no force, no threatening, no coercion, no. We teach the truth of the scripture on seed and harvest, on sowing and reaping, on sacrifice and the move of God. But we don't force it on anyone at all. It is do as your faith and your financial capacity allow you to do from time to time. I prophesy as you do this, God will bless you. Take your communion and let me bless the communion. I bless the cup of the blood. I bless the flesh. As you eat and drink, have dominion over sicknesses and diseases, over all issues of life. Pray more on it on your own. Eat and drink. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.